finance for hippies, teeth, swag and lucky.
We got A1 Wolf. A1 Wolf. Ducky, give us a wolf howl, bro. Oh,
that's the sound.
We got A1 Wolf out here.
That was a horrible intro.
Bro,
but I pulled it off, you know.
Yo, this is how we usually do. To any to our audience, I'm ashamed of my co-host as always. He's botched up our intro as always.
Back to the Beach was given a license to, because this was early days, so it was given as a license to Universal. And funny enough, Sketchy will tell you this, and he tells the story all the time. They thought Back to the Beach was a throwaway song. They really thought it was a throwaway song. They didn't
like
believe
testing the market kind of song.
All of them didn't believe in Back to the Beach. They thought it was just like a throwaway song. Just from my royalties, in terms of royalties, of what's being paid to me in terms of royalties, is hundreds of thousands this year alone. So that takes care of my life, where I don't even need to worry about a lot of things because those royalties came through. Because you need to understand, record labels are banks. Record labels are nothing else but banks. Like, people can try and dress them up, whatever. They banks with expertise in the music industry. So they know exactly how to use money, leverage, and everything that they have as a bank, the collateral they have as a bank, to make you desperate, to keep you in debt, to keep you always paying that interest to them.